MAGA, 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 MAGA like a mofo. Everybody wanna MAGA like a mofo, but everybody wants to try to keep a low, bro.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the circus.
Oh, man. We, ladies and gentlemen, are here to serve you right here on LFA at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sand Taylor Report. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everyone, to the Sand Taylor Report. Now, we've got some scheduling stuff going on. Mike Crispy filling in for Ryan Matta. He may be joining me here for a quick hit. I'm going to find out during the show. It's a fast-paced show. We have a lot to cover. If Mike can punch in and join us, want to pick his brain about, let's call it an after action report from the RNC. He was on the floor there, get his take on his experiences. And of course, the current political climate going on right now. I'd love to hear Mike Crispy's perspective. We've got so much crazy stuff happening out there. I mean, I just saw a report. And I'm getting word, by the way, looks like one of our producers typing in. I'll get confirmation if Mike Crispy is going to be joining us. He's welcome to punch in anytime. He's, of course, family right here on LFA TV. I want to welcome each and every one of you. I want to say hello because, you know, sometimes I don't take a look at the chat. We get... I have a ton of clips to do, and then the hour goes by real fast. I'll look up. We have a minute left. We kick to Sean Farish. So let me take this opportunity. As you type in our chat room, make sure you give me some love and affection, because when I look up there, okay. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. NORAD jets make a rare intercept of Russian and Chinese bombers near Alaska. What? What was paid for by Kamala Harris?
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda?
Paid for by Kamala Harris.
What is that? What is that, a sexually communicable disease? What do you got? I got Wakanda. You know, I would look down and there it was. Yes, that's right. That was weird. Ladies and gentlemen, he may be joining us. Okay, we'll find out here momentarily. All right, so the bomber, ladies and gentlemen, there was a Russian bomber. I mean, of all the news that we have, we've got Russian bombers, of course, flying near Alaska. Oh, escorted by Chinese pilots? What the heck is that all about? Let's go to that. But why is that not doing that? Oh, I know why. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as I look in our chat room, I want to say hello to everybody first before we bring that on. Alaska, always wanted to have a vacation there. Still not too late. There we go. Forget about World War III. Let's go on vacation and watch Netflix. Yes. Right? All right. Yes. What's going on, LFA family? What's happening? Hi, Pete says, what is that? BLH 58. Hiya, Pete. Irish 539 says, hiya, hiya, hiya. What is going on? All right. Hi, Pete. Look at all those hi, Pete. Lucy gone. Look at my vest. I got my Marine Corps vest on right now. Thank you. Lucy gone. I appreciate it. Thank you. Here comes your here comes your 4K. Here it is, SDI. Let's as we look in the chat room, say our hellos. Let's go to that clip about the Russian bomber. Look at that. The NORAD deployed jets. There's that Russian bomber. They got those old looking bombers, don't they? Prop jobbies. NORAD confirmed the detection. Well, thank you, NORAD. The first joint one. You know what? We really suck at things like stopping Pearl Harbor. So that's where I'm concerned. We suck at stopping things like 9/11. We're really good at spending, decades after 9/11 trying to stop terrorists. But, what good is that when 3,000 people are like squashed bugs? At the base of the towers, right? How they were able to even get that close should tell you who the commander in chief is. Okay, so why is Russia and China flying together? And look at that guy. He looks like he had too many freaking wonton soups. Did you see him? Huh? Egg drop soup. Oh, look at those guys. Hello? Hello? What do they say on the radio? Hello? I say nuke them till they glow. I say nuke them till they glow and use their asses for runway lights. There we go. By the way, I got beaten by the Japanese police because on Pearl Harbor Day, I actually wore it was a nice black, hat, super black hat. It was an interesting black. It was, that deep, dark black, true black, right? So it was a black hat and it had an embroidered mushroom cloud on it. And it had these little Japanese dudes bent over with their butts lit up. And it said, nuke them till they glow. Use their asses for runway lights. And the JPs out in town saw that and they threw me in a paddy wagon and beat the living bejesus out of me. Oh my goodness. Oh, I still remember that pain. Don't do that when you're in Japan. Do not wear mushroom cloud hats in Japan. That's a true story. Sean, can you hear me? Oh, Mr. Board Operator, sorry, who shall remain anonymous. Did you hear what I just said? Could you see me wearing a mushroom cloud hat in Japan on Pearl Harbor Day? Yes, that's right. Pearl Harbor Day, mushroom cloud. You get it? You understand? Yes. You know what? I looked down and I think I had LaQuanda. What was that? What'd she say? Brought to you by Kamala Harris.
Wakanda forever.
LaQuanda.
Paid for by Kamala Harris.
Wakanda forever. That's like a constant telemarketer, right? Forever. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Kamala Harris. She is going to be making her first, here it is, her first campaign. She hits the campaign trail. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see it. Go. There she is. She's got her polyester suit on. Wow, looking very, very, very presidential with her Rolos hanging out and her mammalian protuberances. Look at. Yeah. That's right. Brought to you by Laquanda. I want to see something. Stay right there. Watch this. I want to see Mr. Long Duck Soup. Did you see the very unfit, chunky Chinese? Hey, listen, I may be fat and old right now, but when I was in the Marine Corps, I did not look like a fat Chinaman, okay? Did you see the fat Chinaman? His face was all chunky, and he had this old-looking helmet on. I want to see that again. If that's our adversary, we're going to win. Huh? Because if this guy misses a freaking lunch, you know, the war is over. Right? Where is he? I'm not going to fast forward because I don't want to miss it. Watch for the fat Chinaman. He's actually eating a sandwich down in the dim where the bombs are in the he's sitting in a Bombay. Here it comes. Does anybody know what that is right there? You guys know what's happening right there? There he is. Do you see him? Oh, man. Hold on a second. Let's rewind. What's up with that dude? Is there something wrong with that picture right there? Huh? Too much egg drop soup. Right? He looks all happy, doesn't he? Wow. Call me weird. I didn't expect to be so shocked by that. You know, it's funny. Watch this.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Abu Bakr.
Have you seen this, Sean?
Al-Baghdadi is dead.
The United States launched a targeted operation against that compound.
They did a lot of shooting. And they did a lot of blasting, even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
He died like a dog.
But his death does not mark the end of our effort.
A beautiful dog.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
And I don't get any credit for this, but that's okay. I never do. But here we are.
May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And I'm
wow. That's right. He died like a dog. Ladies and gentlemen, our president, the 45th president. Oh, you know what's going to screw things up? If what's going to happen with Joe Biden? And what do you think is going to happen? I'm going to look in the chat room. Is Joe Biden even, is he even alive? Is he alive? I wonder. People are questioning it. Not only that, they're questioning whether or not President Trump's assassination attempt is real. That's another interesting thing, isn't it? I mean, legitimate people out there talking about whether or not the assassination attempt was staged. I'm like, And by the way, Mike Crispy is not going to be with us. He may be with us in the morning, but it'll happen. I think, what are we looking at Thursday? We almost ran out of runway, didn't we? We'll see. We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody right now that did not see Joe Biden's address in the chat room? Let me know. Who did not see Joe Biden's address? By the way, we will have more people. This is a true story. We'll have more people on this show than Joe Biden had watching his Oval Office address. I think he had 6,200 people. Can you imagine? Sean, 6,200 people tuned in to Joe Biden's Oval Office address. That's pretty remarkable. How many did not see it? And I'm looking right now. Nope. There's people that said they didn't. Good. I'm going to play it right now. You ready? Watch.
You know. I'll keep working. Future American remains strong, secure, and the leader of the free world. I'm the first president in this century to report to the American people that the United States is not at war anywhere in the world. We'll keep rallying a coalition of proud nations to stop Putin.
Coalition of proud nations to stop Putin.
Doing more damage. We'll keep NATO stronger, and I'll make it more powerful and more united than any time in all of our history. I'll keep doing the same for our allies in the Pacific.
What is that? What is that? What's going on right now? What's happening? What's moving and shaking? Ladies and gentlemen, my sandwich getter just came in to the room.
Thank you
so much. What is going on with Joe Biden? And I still do not want to watch it. I'll come back in a minute, says RB Wool. Yes, exactly. I have that same exact reaction. I have a very, very difficult time pushing a video up on the screen with Joe Biden. How about this one right here? This is difficult to listen to.
And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Oh!
That is why we put them in dormitories.
Yeah. Huh? Did you ever see those Chirpy the Bird freaking YouTube videos? That's what she sounds like. Doesn't she? Right? Doesn't she? I got something better. This is easy to watch. Watch this. Have you seen this?
Just a good old boy.
Never mean Dukes of MAGA.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves. Flapping the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way. Just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Yeehaw! And I let that play through thanks to the Dilly Meme Team, ladies and gentlemen. The Dilly Meme Team. Do you guys know who the Dilly Meme Team are? I hope you do. I think they do a great job. Very, very creative. All right. You know, as Kamala Harris, she's 3 days in this campaign. People going absolutely crazy over Kamala. Everyone's piling. I don't understand how they can operate in concert jointly, just everybody, but you know, everyone except for Black Lives Matter, but politically everyone's on the same exact page. It's just sometimes very amazing to watch it. I want you to watch this.
The truth.
And the truth.
The sacred cause of this country is larger than any one of us. And those of us who cherish that cause cherish it so much.
What?
The cause of American democracy itself.
Let's
unite to protect it.
What?
You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe my record as president my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future.
What?
All merited a second term.
All what?
But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. It's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life.
What's wrong with his chin? Do you see that? Doesn't it look like he was, like, elderly abused? Like somebody freaking dropped kicked left side of his chin. What's up with that? Did he fall on his face? He was asked questions. He was meeting with Bibi, and listen to what happened. It was crazy. He just made one statement, and then everybody was ushered out. Watch. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's another awkward thing I want you to notice, okay, is Bibi Netanyahu has this weird little lip-licking thing that he does. It's kind of creepy, okay? It's like weird stuff going on there. Watch it closely. Watch Bibi, but listen to the screaming in the background.
Golda Meir, and she had an assistant sitting next to me, a guy named Rabin. That's how far back. I was only 12 then.
Okay, get it, go by.
Anyway, thank you all for being here.
Now watch Netanyahu, ladies and gentlemen. Watch him. He's weird. You see him? He's got that lizard lick. Isn't it strange? Meow, 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 meow. I'm playing it all the way through to annoy you. That was very annoying. But did you guys notice? The lizard licking. What was that?
That first meeting with the first meeting.
What? What's up with Netanyahu? These people are freaking creepy. Are they not? I mean, I'm not picking on Netanyahu. He just looks weird, man, doesn't he? Licking his lips. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Elon Musk was interviewed recently. Did you guys hear the story about, it's amazing to me, that I heard a story that Elon Musk was going to be putting up $45 million a month. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And then I heard a story that he was not going to be putting up $45 million. It changed his mind. This is what the story was. I'm laughing because I'm following this thing. You know, you get the emotional highs and the emotional lows. And then we heard from Elon Musk himself. And here's this interview that he had with Jordan Peterson.
Are you shocked at the fact that you're donating a substantial amount of money to facilitate Trump's election? Is that something you would have believed in the realm of possibility, say, 5 years ago?
What's been reported in the media is simply not true.
Okay.
I'm not donating $45 million a month to Trump. And now, what I have done is I have created a PAC or super PAC, whatever you want to call it,
yep.
Which I simply call it the America PAC. And the.
You want to tell everybody who's listening what a PAC is? Because people. So
it's a political action committee.
Yep.
It's an organization, it's a legal entity that can receive funding. That funding can then be used to help with political campaigns.
Yep. And how does that differ from a direct donation? There are specific limits on direct donations to candidates. And the PAC system
yes.
is the way of putting a political structure in place that sort of runs parallel with the political, with the formal political system.
And so, yeah, you can donate money directly to candidates. That amount is fairly small.
Yeah.
Then it is, and you can donate a lot more money to political action committee or super PAC. there are various rules that govern the operation of PACs and super PACs, but it certainly allows for a lot more money in the system than would otherwise be possible. And these are used, to be clear, on the Democrat and Republican side.
Yes.
And I actually think
that... So it's an open playing field on the PAC side.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you hoping to accomplish with this? And what's the PAC called?
It's called the America PAC.
America PAC. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to remember.
It's very easy to remember. Yeah. And it's actually, it's not meant to be sort of a hyper-partisan PAC. It's actually the core principles of this America PAC are, the intent is to promote the principles that made America great in the first place. So I wouldn't say that I'm, for example, MAGA of Make America Great Again. I think America is great. I'm more MA, Make America Greater. And there's some core pillars, the core values that have, I think, made America great.
Could you elucidate
those? Yeah. So
okay.
One of them is being a meritocracy. As much of a meritocracy as possible, such that you get ahead as a function of your hard work and your skill and nothing else.
Yeah.
Which is why I would be opposed to, for example, things like DEI.
Adrian Wooldridge documented the fact that the alternative to meritocracy historically is nepotism and dynasty.
Absolutely.
So,
it's not equity.
It's not equity.
It's
correct.
It's nepotism and dynasty.
Right? Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's very much worth knowing. Okay.
Yeah.
Meritocracy has its price because it's a severe judge, but the alternative is nepotism and aristocracy or dynasty. Okay. So
yeah,
meritocracy.
It's not like America's been purely a meritocracy, but it has been more of a meritocracy than any other place.
Which is good. That's good. That's good.
The spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace.
To operate, meaning the least amount of government intervention possible. We want, and this is, I think, important to fight as, because the natural tendency over time, almost entropy, is that the hand of government gets heavier every year.
Yep.
The laws and regulations accumulate every year, and these laws and regulations are immortal.
That's the evil uncle of the king. A very old story. Very, very old story. The Egyptians were wrestling with that problem 4,000 years
ago. Yeah, so you have to have some, you have to really have to take an active role in reducing the number of laws and regulations. Otherwise, as more and more laws and regulations are passed, eventually everything becomes illegal. And you start getting into these Orwellian situations where...
Then everyone's poor and miserable.
Where... Action A is illegal and action B is illegal, and there isn't anything you can do that is legal. Take an example of, to give an example of some lawfare that was leveled against SpaceX, for example. We were told for many years that we could not hire anyone who was not a permanent
So
SpaceX develops advanced rocket technology, which is considered an advanced weapons technology because it's a core part of like intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Yeah.
So there are only a handful of things in the sort of highest level of weapon technology, and rocket technology is one of those. Because we could deliver a payload and basically bomb anywhere on Earth,
right?
From anywhere on Earth. So I was told in no uncertain terms by the government that if we hired anyone who is not a permanent resident of the United States, have either a green card or a citizen, that I would go to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Because the presumption if somebody's not a permanent resident is that they would leave the United States and take the rocket technology for space.
Rocket technology. All right. So guess what, folks? I'm going to share. I don't know why, but I'm going to. I don't normally sit there and watch rockets taking off. Do you guys realize what this guy has done with SpaceX? And then imagine the sheer size. Have you ever seen the biggest rocket ever? And the payload when it's taken off. I'm going to share this video with you. I want you to watch. Hopefully you share the same level of amazement that I do when I watch this thing. Watch this. This thing is massive. That's like a 20-story building at the top portion.
5, 4, 3.
What the frickin' molly?
We have the top.
Listen to that. We think we got audio problems. Huh? Look at what he's launching.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
Monstrous. I don't know how he does it.
All right, 30 seconds into flight, the rumbles are still building here in the Raptor's nest. We're seeing 32 out of 33 engines lit on the Super Heavy right now. Coming up shortly is going to be Max Q. That maximum aerodynamic pressure is
going up
in the vehicle.
I don't know. Is it just me? Or is that amazing?
Max Q.
Max Q.
All right, we just passed through Max Q, so we're going to continue on up. We still have about a minute and 30 seconds until we get to stage separation. Starship now flying faster than the speed of sound. All right, so you got a couple of views. You got some ground trackers in your top camera there. You're looking down.
That's is that incredible?
Booster in the bottom left, and then a camera in the top.
How many of you guys have done that?
Looking back in the
bottom, including right, me. So getting, I mean, how many of us have done that?
Hill. Once we get the hot staging, a lot of things happen all at once simultaneously. We're going to light the engines on the ship, starting with the RVACs first, and then the three center sea level engines before we're separated. All of that exhaust gets plumed out the side of the hot stage, and then the ship will separate itself. All but the three center engines on the booster are going to shut down. So the booster never stops its thrust while we go through this hot stage maneuver.
Hot stage maneuver.
After that, the booster is going to do its flip, start heading back, and then the ship will be on its own power on its way to space. So that should be coming up in just about 30 seconds from now. As of right now, still looking in like 32 out of 33 Raptors lit on the booster, and we'll start to see those stagger down. They're going to turn off and bank, so you'll see the lights on the bottom left screen of the engines that are active start to.
How many of us can do what you're about to see?
You'll see those three center ones
lit. Sean, have you ever seen this? I can't hear you.
Booster engine cut off.
Have you seen this?
Ship ignition.
Watch this. Okay.
Stage separation confirmed.
It flips.
Start up.
Acquisition.
And they cheer.
Houston.
Hot stage confirmed. Ship under its own power. Booster boosting back. Looks like all 13 are lit. Kate, we got a booster on the way back to the Gulf and a ship on the way to space.
Okay. So the rocket booster is returning back to Earth. It's falling. And falling and falling.
Nominal. Ship power and telemetry nominal.
All right, the first stage currently performing the boost back burn is expected to last a little over 1 minute. This propels the booster back toward the coast, taking it to a landing in the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. As you can see on your screen in the bottom left hand corner.
So the rocket now returning to Earth.
The 13 center engines from here on.
Boost back burn shut down.
Heard confirmation there of good boost back burn shutdown.
H2 tank pressures are nominal.
What are they cheering about?
Lots of excitement. So right here, this is this is our view of the jettisoned hot stage. As we mentioned, this is a temporary fix to help reduce the weight of the booster, the Super Heavy booster. Future iterations will have a lighter weight integrated hot stage structure that won't need to be jettisoned.
Oh, really?
Now, after we jettison that hot stage, the booster will begin to attempt its water landing in the Gulf. In the meantime, the ship will coast for about 40 minutes or so up.
Let me go fast forward. Okay.
Incredible view from
it just flipped over
portion of the booth. We have
okay.
We are expecting that landing burn here.
And that rocket is now landing. It's flipped over, coming through the atmosphere.
We will be igniting 13 engines, and this is a great view. On your left hand side is a view.
Oh.
And we are expecting that landing burn here.
now flipped over.
And we will be igniting 13 engines. And this is a great view on your left-hand side is three views from the booster and your right-hand side a view from the ship. And you can see those grid fins on your left-hand screen rotating and turning to guide the booster. And there's that landing gun.
Wow.
And
there's a platform in the middle of the ocean.
And we have splashdown. What an incredible flight. Congratulations to the SpaceX team.
Look at that.
Ship has entered terminal guidance.
That was absolutely incredible.
Are you guys just as amazed? No? The carbon footprint. You know what? So technology. Elon Musk, a phenomenon. Did you guys hear what happened? It's almost biblical. In fact, it is biblical. I'm also going to ask my board operator, have you seen what happened at Yellowstone? So somebody says, is this more fake stuff from NASA? No, this is real stuff that Elon Musk, his company SpaceX, designed. Now watch what happened. This is a natural phenomenon. You guys remember Old Faithful, right? Geyser. Watch what happens at Yellowstone here within the past couple of days. Boom. Look at the people. Oh, run. They are running. A massive eruption at Yellowstone, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine how scary that would be? You're there on your vacation with your family and kapooyow. And guess what? Somebody called this eruption a while back. Have you ever heard of Kim Clement? Listen to this.
But there is a national park where there is an eruption under the earth. For it to come out, and many say it is just simply an eruption. But it is not. It is a sign that I shall contain that which would try and be destructive in this nation. A volcano. As a sign.
Magnesium.
Unless there's big holes, follow that guy in the St. Louis City.
Look at that, you guys.
I'm shaking.
I wonder if anybody died.
Look, everything is destroyed. That was terrifying. Oh my god. Oh my god. Max, keep going. Oh shit.
Yeah. I say, hey mommy, maybe we should not be hanging out here by the exploded volcano there in Yellowstone. Did you hear what I said about magnesium? You hear what I said? Did you know that the reason for that eruption is we're not getting enough magnesium? There's a deficiency. So God, just kidding. But on a very serious note, 4 out of 5 Americans don't get enough magnesium. I do. Magnesium breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen. great, great, great supplement with all the magnesium that you need. Because of that deficiency, it causes things like tiredness, exhaustion, right? Headaches, migraines, tension in your shoulders, your neck, tachycardia or palpitations in your heart, stomach cramps, muscle cramps, cold hands and feet, and for people not like me, menstrual disorders, right? Certainly do not have menstrual disorders, but ladies and gentlemen, if you toss and turn at night, you're losing valuable time that you should be sleeping while you're staring at the ceiling tiles, and then you're worrying about the fact that you're not sleeping, and then you wake up in the morning and you turn out to be exhausted and you say, why did I even sleep? I should have stayed awake. But lately I've been, you know, you stay awake and I or lose a few minutes of sleep and it's not very good. Thinking about, you know, what you could be doing at that time that you're trying to get some sleep, of course. But when you take Magnesium Breakthrough, it's part of your nightly routine. You quiet your mind and get the best sleep ever. Unlike other magnesium supplements that might be giving you one to two forms, right? Magnesium Breakthrough actually has seven forms of magnesium designed to help calm your mind and help you fall asleep. Stay asleep, and key thing is to wake up feeling refreshed. Over 75% of our population is magnesium deficient. And what most people don't know, that even if you're taking magnesium, you're not getting all of the seven key elements. The protesters, what? Burned magnesium. Hamas protesters, just kidding. Do not miss out on the most relaxing sleep that you're ever going to get with Magnesium Breakthrough. And folks, I tell people all the time, before Jeremy called me and said that we want to offer this special deal by going to buyoptimizers.com/LFA, buyoptimizers.com/LFA, use promo code LFA, right, for that exclusive offer. But if you do that during your checkout, you save 10%. If you subscribe, you save an additional amount, and you will love, check this out. You're going to get great discounts, and I love something about it. You get great gifts, too. I like that. I'm a geek. There's simple pleasures in life that that keep me going. You offer me gifts. I mean, you go buy supplements, you know, you expect to be getting a gift from any other place. You will at buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Really? Did I just hit that? Hold on a second, ladies and gentlemen.
10, 9.
Jeez. Ten. I hit that button right there. Look at this.
10.
I mean, this is the equivalent. As far as... Listen to that. Go to buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Same thing's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, offsetting your magnesium deficiency. Nurture your mind and body with this all-natural full-spectrum magnesium supplement. Look at that. Super pill. Poof. Right? I think that SpaceX needs to do a joint venture with Bioptimizers. What do you guys think? Huh? Very appropriate. All right.
30 seconds into flight, the rumbles are still building here in the Raptors' nest. We're seeing.
They always have that little girl in the background, don't they, ladies and gentlemen? They do. All right. Listen. Do I really want to go there? I don't. I was going to shift gears to something that to It's not good. Not appropriate.
Again, Chairman, thank you.
Listen to this.
Hosting this hearing. Colonel Paris, you're the commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police Department?
Yes, sir, I am.
And your testimony, sir, is that approximately 25 minutes, and won't hold you to the exacts, but approximately 25 minutes before the first shots were fired, that local law enforcement officers identified Crooks as suspicious?
As suspicious, yes, sir.
And what was it that led those officers to conclude that Crooks was suspicious?
My understanding was that he was milling about, and he stood out to them because he never made his way to a point of ingress to the venue.
With respect to him being suspicious, were there other folks who were also in the crowd identified as suspicious by law enforcement?
I have been briefed that yes, happen? There were multiple individuals, which would be consistent with normal operations for a detail like this that are identified as suspicious.
Can we take that as a single-digit number of other folks?
The number that I was briefed on was single digit, but I can't say definitively that I was.
What number were you briefed on, Colonel?
Excuse me?
What number were you briefed on?
I believe I was briefed on an additional three individuals.
Okay, so Crooks plus three.
As suspicious, yes, sir.
What? What the heck? This one. You're going to find to be disturbing.
The mysterious figure was not just tracked near an FBI building. They were also tracked near a Secret Service office.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to hear, when I first heard, I'm like, no way, some goofed on the internet just making stuff up. No, the Heritage Foundation paid for the tracking of that cell phone. The Heritage Foundation. You can get this stuff. You pay big money for the data. But you can buy the data on my phone and know exactly, you know, where I was. You know, it's going to be boring because, I'm almost like a baby. Yeah, you know, he went to the studio. Then he went to take a poop. And then he went back to the studio. And then he went to his office. And I'm in this little triangular. That's funny. That's it. That's my map. I don't get out much. Work so hard. But they can track your cell phone by buying the data. This is legitimate, what you're about to hear. Let's start it again.
The mysterious figure was not just tracked near an FBI building. They were also tracked near a Secret Service office. This right here comes full circle, as conspiracy theories have been swirling for days now, that this was an inside job. The attempt at Trump's life was not just a lone gunman. It was the system trying to stop their biggest opponent, someone who will absolutely destroy everything they have worked so hard to build in the name of their own selfishness. As you can see right here, Edison Place, U.S. Secret Service Headquarters, 10th Street Northwest, and this is the place right here, the two dots, where they have been tracked to, going back and forth between the shooter's house, Thomas Matthew Crooks, and of course, these buildings, which are located in Washington, D.C. You can also see this map showing cell phone data of other places that the shooter went, including to their range, as well as the place to get ammunition, and of course, the final stop at the place where he tried to take out the president of the United States with clear orders to do so, likely by whoever the mysterious figure is that was going back and forth between what appears to be the FBI building and or the Secret Service building and Thomas Matthew Crooks' house. He went there multiple times. This was discovered by the Heritage Foundation, a very credible source who has been doing research like this for a long time now and continues to stun us with some of their findings, as Thomas Matthew Crooks is only the tip of the iceberg. Clearly, there's a lot more that needs to be investigated here. Many people started to catch on, as we saw he was featured in a BlackRock commercial. It is very rare for coincidences like that to happen. And now that we're starting to catch on to the truth, I know they're going to be running even faster to try to cover their tracks. But what needs to happen is every single person involved, including Kimberly Cheadle, need to be held accountable, need to be prosecuted, and need to be thrown in prison for a suitable amount of time for the egregious crimes that they have likely committed. I'm Matt Wass, and I'll see you in the next video.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, is that anomalous? Is that a trip? Did you even know that that information was available? What is this guy I'm sorry, not this guy. They tracked the cell phone. You don't know if that cell phone was attached to him. Here's my question. That was a phone that was dropped, right? Somebody going back and forth to government buildings. It wasn't Crooks. The person that was carrying that phone that ultimately brought it to its final destination. The final destination. What was it? It was right next to the body of Crooks. And we can safely, even more safely, assume that it was not Crooks, but obviously somebody that's allowed to go in those buildings, like the Secret Service building. Can you imagine the implications of that cell phone being tracked to the Secret? That's freaking crazy. Is it not? President Trump's been changed, but he's going to come back. I want justice. I want this guy to come back. I don't know what's going to happen. We have 103 days, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want President Trump to be nice to you.
For 3.5 years, Lion Kamala Harris has been the ultra-liberal driving force behind every single Biden catastrophe. She is a radical left lunatic who will destroy our country. If she ever gets the chance to get into office, we're not going to let that happen. You know, I was supposed to be nice. They say something happened to me when I got shot. I became nice. And when you're dealing with these people, they're very dangerous people. When you're dealing with them, you can't be too nice. You really can't be. So if you don't mind, I'm not going to be nice. Is that okay? To be nice. Thank you. Kamala Harris is the most liberal elected politician in American history. Did you know that? She's an ultra liberal politician. She's absolutely terrible. She's, as you know, more liberal than Bernie Sanders. Can you believe it? She's rated far more liberal than Bernie Sanders. And she's now trying to get rid of her record, but she can't. Mm. She's going out and saying things that she doesn't believe in. If she ever got in, she'd destroy this country so fast.
Liberal. I wouldn't even use the term liberal, ladies and gentlemen, anymore. Not socialist either. These are Marxist revolutionaries. They have a militant arm that does their dirty work, like what the big billionaires have been paying for. Speaking of billionaires, before I get off the rails here, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to support us by supporting Jeremy Harrell at JeremyHarrell.com. JeremyHarrell.com is all of a sudden not playing. What is that? Ah, can you imagine? Did I not push that button and play it yesterday? JeremyHarrell.com. You can actually go there and buy all of your LFA swag. You can put your armor of God on. You can get Rapture Ready with Rapture Ready gear. You can get your LFA keychain. Lunch break over. Got to run. See you. Robin's Baby Blues. Thank you very much. And can you imagine we're now at the 55-minute mark? Oh, my goodness. I got to be very selective about what we're going to do. Let me throw this up right here. Let me share this with you.
President Biden, you saved democracy in 2020.
Now?
No, I'm not going to play you. No, sorry.
Again, Chairman.
My
skin is black.
That's Nina Simone singing right there. Y'all heard that song get sampled by Jay-Z and Gloria Coltrane. But you know that Nina Simone's daughter, granddaughter, and family did not get the royalties for that. Neither did they have any say-so in Nina Simone's documentary, her movie, because Kamala Harris, in 2013, do you know that she took Nina Simone's estate from her daughter, from her granddaughter? Yeah, same Kamala Harris that we all see running on the sister girl this, sister girl that. In 2013, she charged Nina Simone's daughter with improper use of funds of Miss Nina Simone's estate. And it's alleged that her daughter used around $2 million for personal reasons. Kamala Harris's attorney general office came in and they took the estate by fining Nina Simone's daughter over $6 million in penalties for what she did, or what they alleged that she did. And instead of going around and working with her, instead of finding a way and saying, hey, pay restitution, she took the estate of Miss Nina Simone and gave it to white people. And yes, so the estate of one of the most pro-black, downright strong for Black America sisters, the state is being run by white people because of Kamala Harris. They went so far as, if you guys saw Nina Simone's movie, do you remember the big uproar that they had over Zoe Saldana playing Nina Simone? Yeah, that was done by the people that took over the estate after Kamala Harris signed it to them. Does this woman on screen look like this woman on screen? Does Zoe Saldana look anything like Nina Simone? So no, the family did not get to benefit from the movie. And this was all done just before her movie was released.
Is this crazy?
A lot of Nina Simone music and things from the past. So yeah, right when it came time to produce and to really reintroduce Nina Simone back to the world, Kamala Harris took the estate from her daughter. And so that is just a little bit of a eye peek into who she is.
Yeah, she's been groomed.
She runs black, talks black.
She's not black.
But when it's time to, she attacks black. And Kamala Harris has a long history here in California.
She is a globalist. To attack.
This is just one of many cases. You're going to find out more from me. In the meantime, I'm DeJuan B. Y'all stay tuned for Kamala Harris facts.
Boom. Massive civil war going. She's a globalist groomed for this moment. To do what? To beat President Trump. They got one opportunity. We have 103 days.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again?
I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians,
That's right. That's all we got time for. Sean Farris is coming up right now. Tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to come on at 3 o'clock. There was a chimpanzee clown car mix-up today, but tomorrow I'll be here 3 to 5. And Jeremy is going to be filling in that slot between 3 to 5 next week with a show called Oversight. That's all we got time for. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it. Hodgepodgey stuff, but some of it I crack up at. Bye, everybody. Nice day to start again.
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.